Welcome to Finding Your Right Mind with me, Vanessa Potter. So, Series 3, I am beyond excited about this. This is an opportunity that kind of came out of nowhere. Back in March this year, I interviewed Kirsten McEwen, who is a health researcher at Derby University, all about compassion practices and how that feeds into her work. And we got talking about health measures and well-being and walking, actually. And I discovered that she has run a forest bathing study in the UK, the first one that has been done here. And that was really interesting. So anyway, a lot more talking happened, and that has led to a really exciting opportunity. So for those of you that don't know what forest bathing is, you may not have heard of it. This is a Japanese health and well-being intervention that was developed in the 1980s as a prescription, as a way of helping people by utilising woodlands that they had access to. So the idea is you go to a woodland, they explain the process and what you need to do. You walk very slowly and mindfully through these ancient woodlands for 2 to 3 hours, and the health benefits are enormous. It sounds too simple, really, doesn't it? But actually, it's an incredible green health movement, and it is now slowly spreading throughout the world and can be found in America and Canada and all across Europe. So, park bathe, what is that? Well, this is an adapted version of forest bathing, which is basically exactly the same thing, but cut down to an hour. And this utilises local green spaces like your park. So you don't have to travel maybe long distances to an ancient woodland. You can go to your local park and do a short adapted version of forest bathing, which is accessible, easy and simple to learn. The other thing about park bathe is this is a non-woo-woo version of forest bathing. Not that forest bathing is particularly spiritual, you don't need to be spiritual, but there are spiritual associations with the Shinrin culture. Our version requires no spirituality at all. And in fact, we are inviting skeptics. So people that really would not engage in mindful walking, or in fact, any kind of health or any kind of nature intervention, because they just think that this is ridiculous, or that the science doesn't stand up, or they just wouldn't do it for cultural reasons. We're inviting those people to come and participate and have a go at park bathe and just see how they get on. And we will be recording people's experiences and collecting data before and after each walk so that people can actually have their own measures. They can see if this 1 hour experience, which isn't very long, has any impact on their anxiety levels, their stress levels, on their something called rumination, which is mind chatter, you know, the constant nag, nag, nag of your mind. So we're going to be looking at all of that and also recording heart rate variability with chest straps that go on underneath people's shirts. And this is a really quick and easy way to measure stress levels. And that gives Kirsten some really interesting data to look at to see if this model will be suitable to roll out across the UK, because that is our plan, to have park bathe in every local park, in the same way that you have park run. It's exactly the same kind of model, in the way that you can go to your park and do some mindful walking and reap the benefits yourself. So within the last 5 months, Kirsten and I have been talking a lot, and we have not only developed the concept, we've tested it out. We've made a film about it, which you can see. I will send a link to that. But we've also got ourselves funded by the National Lottery to roll out a whole new series of park bathe walks in Crystal Palace this autumn, which, yep, I am making into a podcast series, which is going to be all about that project, but also about green health, about how we can use nature to improve our well-being, and how, yes, this is really simple, but actually, how many of us actually do it? So if you think that walking mindfully in your local park is a load of rubbish and you might see the benefits, but you don't see the point of doing it regularly, or if, let's say, you do use your park, but it's for running or dog walking and you normally walk around with headphones and music playing, or maybe you listen to podcasts, maybe Park Bathe is worth a try. So if you live in the local area, you can get in touch with us because we will be recruiting participants. So even if you don't want to get involved yourself, do tune in and see how local residents got on with mindful walking in the park and hear interviews with green health experts. And we'll learn about the science of nature and how it can help us. Things like the effects of phytochemicals from woodlands and how that positively impacts our immune system. And we'll also, while we're there, uncover some of the hidden secrets within Crystal Palace Park. So I hope that has whet your appetite. There will be lots more to come. So check back in a couple of months and I will have lots of updates. See you then. ¶¶